morning, Gary Abear, President of Green Hills Water and Sewer District. It's 26 August 2024, and I call this special meeting for a public hearing for bond issuance to order. We appreciate your patience online. We've had a little bit of technical difficulties here, but I think we're over that hump. First thing is the agenda.
Just test.
Yes.
Do you need a bunk phone?
Sure. I'm not in Zoom yet, but that's okay. The agenda for tonight's meeting is welcome and introductions with Gary Herbert. Abear, sorry about that. Open floor for public comment, Gary Abear. A motion to close the public comment period with Tess Kennedy and adjourn with Tess Kennedy.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's meeting. We appreciate your participation and you taking time out of your busy days to provide some comment and input to the activities of the board. I'm going to turn things over to Jean Grill for a moment so she can go over the specifics of what the agenda is for tonight and what our objectives are. So with that, Jean.
We're here tonight to discuss a modification to the funding package that has previously been approved by the state. On the 4th, just a little history, on the 4th of October, we have, in 2023, we have a public hearing, or the board actually adopted a resolution for that public hearing to authorize and approve the issuance of bonds to finance partially the construction of the Maple Well treatment plant. And then on October 30th, 2023, we conducted a public hearing where I would like to note, have phenomenal attendance given my history and experience with district members from the folks in the neighborhood, where we talked about, at that point in time, the $926,000 that we would be taking on in debt from the state. Then on March 26th, 2024, we entered into a compliance agreement, executive
sorry
order.
Sorry, but I cannot hear practice of this is Sarah.
We've got a microphone. Let's
okay.
See if that works.
Okay. Sarah, can you hear any better?
Yes, I didn't hear practically anything except at the very, very beginning.
Let's start
okay. So I'll start over with why we're here.
I have a guess.
Okay. Previously, back in October of 23, the board adopted a resolution that authorized and approved the issuance of a not to exceed of $1.5 million worth of bonds, revenue bonds, to finance the Maple Well treatment plant. Subsequently, on the 30th of October, same year, we conducted a public hearing on that particular item and had actually very good attendance, not only here in the auditorium at the library, but also online, to talk about that and to hear members' comments and do a little Q&A. On the 26th of March, 2024, we went from a corrective action plan with the state to a compliance agreement and enforcement order that basically recognized that the state had added treating for the radionuclides in our water without and recognize that action. Then in July of 2024, the state approved the actual design for the treatment plant. That was kind of a pacing item to really move forward on this. And what we saw out of that was what we're going to talk to next, increased costs that we did not have sufficient monies to handle and subsequently went back to the state for more funding.
So what caused those cost increases? One of it, I mentioned earlier, the radionuclides. When we finally landed on a design solution, the filtration aspect of that design was prescribed as a trimite solution. To the best of my knowledge, there are limited, if not only one, vendor that provide that, and so the marketplace, what we're seeing in the marketplace is an increased cost, and that's a significant portion of the cost in the building, in the treatment solution. Then the building size increased as well. We had to accommodate, we went from the original corrective action plan, which required us to treat for turbidity, iron and manganese, to adding the radionuclides. What we discussed at length with the state and they agreed to, made sense, was we're keeping our fingers crossed that the turbidity solution, design solution, will also accommodate the radionuclides. Subsequent to the plant going operational on the turbidity aspect, we'll continue to water test for radionuclides, and if they look like they're passing, no need for phase two. If they don't look like they're passing, we'll have to implement the phase two, which is would be, I think, a green sands filtering solution in addition. So we had to create space to plug and play that solution now and not open up the building and figure out what we were going to do if we didn't have enough space. The other thing was we also changed the building type from a simple metal structure to a buried partially in the ground concrete structure. That was predominantly caused by after we went out and staked the actual corners of the HOA property where we were planning, where we are planning on building the treatment plant. We had to build within that confine, which changed the orientation and eliminated the ability to do it all above ground. Okay? Any?
Well, no, yeah, we'll open up questions in a minute.
So okay, okay. So how is this? What is the cost increase? In essence, we're seeing about $250,000 in cost increase, and or $200,000, and that is turning out to be we're going to. Get an additional $250,000 roughly from the state under the same terms and conditions we had for the original loan, which is 30 years at 1%. And the rest of that, roughly $1 million, is coming in grant money. So the good news is that the majority of this cost is coming through grant money, which does not need to be repaid. All right? So where do we go from here? Our next steps are to negotiate the construction contract. We have picked a vendor. We opened bids, I want to say it was last week, maybe even the week before. Right now it's just all a blur. But we have picked a low bidder. We had four interested companies submit bids, and we had an open bid. We had a bid opening back last week or the week before. Next is we have to get a construction manager on contract. Those RFQs went out last week, week before, I'm not sure, but tomorrow, Tuesday, we will be opening responses and selecting a construction management contractor. Next step after that is to close the loan. We now have bids with substantiated costs to demonstrate the cost profile that we'll put forward to the state. And they require that in order to have a solid feeling at time today that these are the numbers. Subsequent to loan close, which currently we are scheduling, and Marcus, keep me honest here, I know we just spoke about it, for September 10th. Subsequent to that, we will be looking at what does this do to our rates Those of you that attended the initial public hearing on taking on this debt, we had a rate study that was performed in a fair amount of detail. Be starting with that study and then updating where we are time today and presenting that information for rate changes in 2025. And then we will hold a public hearing late, probably fourth quarter, of this year to receive comments on those rate changes and move on from there.
All right. Thank you, Jean. Sure. Appreciate that. So before we open the floor for public comment, a couple of rules of engagement. First, we would ask that folks who are commenting restrict their comments to the topic at hand, as just briefed by Jean. We've got a lot of other issues. In the essence of brevity, we want to stick to the particular topic at hand. Secondly, folks who want to participate will be given 3 minutes. Tess will be the timekeeper on that. And Natalie will be working the Zoom platform to allow folks in to comment. So with that, I open the floor for public comment.
Going a lot better than I could have ever expected. Marcus, would this be sufficient at this point in time to say there is none?
I just make one quick comment.
Sounds like you may have one there.
Okay. We do? Okay,
Troy.
Awesome.
I'll just make a comment. So for clarification, the plan that was presented previously in the rate increase, that's going to change? When will we know that?
Yes. Again, I'll be doing that evaluation in the next month or two. And before, usually as we're preparing the budget for the next year, we talk about rate changes. We'll hold that public hearing at that time. This will be the outcome of what changes to that labor rate study have manifested themselves since that time in October. And I can tell you one major change is we haven't incurred any debt yet. That will happen eventually. So some things have slipped to the right. And then again, we have this new debt to discuss and how does that manifest itself. And then the other thing that I think the board will be contemplating is maybe some different, not necessarily just a pure percentage increase to water rates, but maybe sharing that burden with lot owners as well, since that significant investment in the treatment plant is something that they benefit with too. So those are the types of things that right now are noodling in my head, but we'll have a public hearing to discuss it or to hear comment on what we're thinking.
So we should not expect rate increases till next year?
Yes, we would not implement them. We'll go through that analysis and we'll implement them effective most likely January 1 of 2025.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Do we have any other comments out there? Saved rounds.
And I believe we've already checked with Heather at Division of Drinking Water, but I don't believe they received any comments either, Jean. Heather can verify if she's on still.
I am still on, and no, we have not received any comments in our office that I'm aware.
I'm going to do one last check through not only my emails, but also the general Green Hills email address. For anything that came subsequent to the October 20 meeting. Or
okay,
before. Or before, actually.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Okay, somebody make a motion then.
Well, I'd be happy to make a motion if there are no further questions, comments, that we proceed with the increase in debt that we are anticipating and the funding and a new funding authorization from the state for building this treatment plant.
I second.
And we'll have the vote. And a vote on Jean's motion. Gary?
Aye.
Jean?
Aye.
And Natalie?
Aye.
All three said aye. The motion is approved.
All right. Well, that concludes our meeting for the evening. Once again, thank you so much for your participation. We look forward to having your participation in future public comment opportunities. And everyone have a fantastic evening. Thank you.